perfect harvest conditions. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Those storms that moved through on Tuesday did quite a bit of damage to much of West and Middle Tennessee, and while they did hit some farms, most were spared. And better, the 2 to 3 inches of rain did very little to hurt row crop producers, because for the most part, harvest is all but complete.
It's been a very good harvest season. It's been somewhat unusual. Quite a few of our farmers were through picking cotton by Halloween, which is very unusual. And we were just blessed to be able to get our cotton and our soybeans out without rutting up the fields or without a lot of delay.
Crockett County Extension Leader Richard Bunton says this has been an exceptional harvest season for his corn, cotton, and soybean farmers, and it's proving that way statewide, as the November crop forecast shows. The recent dry weather allowed farmers to accelerate their harvest efforts at a pace of 2 to 3 weeks ahead of normal. And if all holds true, we should see a record production of Tennessee cotton.
We've had a good crop, probably not what we had last year. We had some fairly spotty rains when we did get rain. If you got rain, maybe more towards Madison and Gibson counties, we're making better yields than we did maybe up around the Friendship area, where we did not get the rains.
Now, statewide, the 635,000-acre cotton crop is forecast to produce 1.14 million bales. That's up 40,000 bales from the forecast from last month, and if realized, a new state record. Yields are expected at 862 pounds of lint per acre. That would be the second highest yield on record. As for soybeans, the production is forecast at 41.8 million bushels, while corn production is forecast at 76.7 million bushels. A great harvest season for Tennessee farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.